quick and easy group evaluation.
Superb, right. So do I have to stand on that side because I want to speak to them?
Sorry?
No, I can stand
here.
Yeah.
Fine. We'll pick it up anyway. I'm fortunate enough to have a particularly good second year spent in maths this year. And one of the tasks I gave them was to provide some sort of presentation on prime numbers and their uses in the real world. So I sent them away with they got a little bit of time in class to do this. So they came together as groups, they made presentations and they recorded them. But I was struggling to understand or to decide, I suppose, how I was going to evaluate these presentations and give them some sort of sensible feedback about what we were doing. So being a particularly good second year group, I got them to do the hard work instead. So I asked them to come up with three things that they thought were important to presentations. And my group came up with do you know, I've got a picture of this, it's on my whiteboard in school, and I took a picture of this, it's on my phone, I lost my phone last night, therefore I no longer have my picture or my notes. So I'm going to make it up. They came up with participation being one of them, working in groups, everybody had to take part. One of them was about the information, their presentations had to be informative and interesting. And the third thing they came up with was preparation. They came up with preparation. So they were their three topics. They were the three things that they were looking for. Once they'd completed the videos, we got them on the school network. And we just played them for the class. And I got the class then in their groups to evaluate what they were doing by taking a whiteboard each.
I was going to say, skinny
whiteboard.
But what they did...
Thank
you. What they did is, in their groups, they decided which two of the criteria, the assessment criteria, the group did the best. And the third criteria was the one that they thought they could have done better. So, for example, they put two ticks onto two whiteboards. So one for preparation, please, Dave, that would be fine. One for informative, that one. What was the last one? Participation. Yeah, so the group decided whether the video was informative in particular, whether they all participated in particular, and if it maybe just the preparation wasn't very good, they would put a cross down for preparation. The class then held the boards up to show the group two things that they were good at. The boards were all held up by two ticks for the things that they were good at, and then the last board that was held up was the criteria that they didn't think they were so good at, or something that they thought they could have done better. And at that point, the group who had made the presentation were allowed to challenge anybody else in the class who had their board held up with a cross on it. So if they didn't think, if Sinclair had his preparation board held up, saying that my preparation wasn't very good, the group then could turn around to me and say, well, how could I have done it better? So they were giving each other positive feedback. There you go. So lots of two stars and a wish type thing, lots of good sort of self-evaluation for them, and a chance then just to ask their colleagues or their peers to explain to them how they could have done it better. I don't need that sort of feedback, thanks. Cool, thank you.